Hey, y'all. Welcome to Dr. Crystal Says. I am Dr. Crystal Newby, and I am so excited to bring you new episodes of this podcast. First of all, I have to say Happy New Year. We are in 2022. It's unreal to me that we are already in a new year. I feel like 2021 flew by. I feel like we were still trying to catch our breath from 2020. And now here we are 2 years later. But I am grateful for being here for 2022. I'm blessed. I know not many people make it this far. And, you know, that's something to be happy about. I know coming into a new year, a lot of people still have feelings about 2021, you know, that have dealt with a variety of things, largely this pandemic and the things that have been lost and the people that have been lost. And so I certainly understand that, and I'm very empathetic to that as well. And I also want us to think about, what is it that we can do in 2022? What is it that we can do to make ourselves feel better, right? Something that I talked about recently in one of my makeup videos is that we always tend to set goals or New Year's resolutions. When we come into a new year, right? That's kind of like the thing to do. And one of the things that I think is important and that I am still going to continue to work on myself is mental health. Because we tend to, when we make these goals or resolutions for the new year, they often center around eating better, which I know I need to do, exercising more, things like that around our physical health. But we also have to take care of our mental health. Because in order for us to be good for other people, we have to be good for ourselves first. And so you are the one that has to take care of your mental health. And it's just so important that we do that. And again, that's something that I'm going to continue to work on as well. I think that we all have been a little bit more cognizant of mental health, especially over the last 2 years as we have been working through the pandemic and continue to work through the pandemic. I think a lot of people have come to the realization that, hey, I have to take care of me first and foremost in order for me to be productive and in order to be there for other people. And so that's something I hope you all will consider doing as well, is taking care of your mental health. And then also something that I want to talk about too. And interestingly enough, I just had this conversation with one of my cousins, whom I have recorded a podcast episode with, which I can't wait to share with you all here in a couple of weeks. But we were talking about time, and we were talking about how you can't get time back. And that is so true. And I always think about, I've heard people say this before, time is a non-renewable resource. And it's true. Once it goes, it's gone. So I want you all to think about, what is it that you're going to do with your time? I know one thing for me is that I want to be able to spend more time with my family. I know it still gets to be a little hard with this pandemic. But I will say, you know, one of the highlights for me for the end of 2021 was getting to spend Thanksgiving and my birthday, which actually fell on Thanksgiving Day last year, my 40th birthday, with some of my family members. We got together and spent a weekend together in Pittsburgh. And it was just so much fun just being able to do that and to see them. And I think it's so important because you don't know if or when you may see someone again. And so it's incredibly important to cherish that time and to make time. And then also too, when we're talking about time, what are you going to do with your time in regards to what you want to do? Right. And I that may sound weird how that came out. As I think about how I said that, I don't know if it came out how I wanted it to come out, how I intended it to come out. But I want y'all to think about, you know, your time. What are you spending your time doing? Are you spending your time doing your passion, doing things that bring you joy? Are you spending time feeding your soul? Like, what are you spending your time doing? And if you aren't spending your time doing things that you are passionate about, doing things that make your heart happy or that give you joy, y'all need to start doing it. Okay. I know it might be easier said than done, but even if it's something small, or something that, you know, you may consider small that makes you happy, do more of that. Because again, this all leads back to the mental health piece. What are you doing to take care of you? So what are you spending your time doing? I want y'all to do more of that, because I am also going to try to do the same thing. Do more of that. Spend my time doing things that I enjoy. Spend my time with people who I love and who I enjoy being around. Because again, tomorrow isn't promised. I know that may sound cliche, but y'all, it's so true. And I think it's even more true given these last 2 years, what we have seen. We know tomorrow is not promised. And so it's important to take advantage of what you can right now. And so if you need to call up somebody and tell them that you love them, or have a conversation with them, or send a text message, you know, or get on Zoom so you can see their face, or get on FaceTime, something like that. Spend some time with those people, and also spend time doing things that you love. And so again, thank y'all so much for rocking with me so far with these podcast episodes. This is something that I enjoy doing. And so I want to spend more of my time doing this. And I appreciate all of the support and all of the encouraging words that you all have sent my way as I continue to do this, you know? And so just thank you so much. And I'm really excited to bring you more episodes of this podcast with more amazing, phenomenal Black women who are doing amazing things and who I think their experiences will resonate with many of you across the board. And so I can't wait for you to hear more from these women. And then also too, I want y'all to go check out my new Instagram page for the podcast. It's Dr. Crystal Says Podcast, Dr. Crystal Says Podcast. So make sure you follow that on Instagram. I am going to do posts about the new episodes, but I'll also post some of the older episodes too, and some information about those episodes as well. So tell your friends, tell all your people to follow the page. And I look forward to sharing more with you all soon. But until then, I hope you beautiful people have a beautiful day. We'll be right back.